Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. November the 11th, 2011. This is my audio boo, audio blog. Remembrance Day today, Armistice Day. Perry did a really good boo earlier. And, you know, I want to... There's no point in me duplicating the elements of that. I've heard a few people have booed recordings from the trumpets and all that. And I think it's... I think it's good. I think it's important that we remember the servicemen who and women who risked their lives or gave their lives for their country, whether that country be England or Germany or France or wherever. Yeah, I think it's you know, I think we owe them a lot of gratitude and respect. So yeah, that's a good thing about today, to wear your poppy with pride and observe 2 minute silence, and yeah, it's all good. It's good. It's a good thing to do. What else do I want to talk about? Very interested in what Nissa Pod and Ruth Arnold. So they're both called Ruth, aren't they? Nissa Pod and RT UK were saying about Audio Boo being a halfway house between blogging and doing videos or vlogging, and yeah, I have to agree with what Ruth has said about, you know, you should really work to the medium that best suits you, you feel most comfortable in if you're going to be broadcasting or performing or producing. Producing is probably the best word. You stick to the medium you feel most comfortable with. I think that's really good advice, and I think it's really good advice as well that if you're doing it commercially, that you should try and be in as many different mediums as possible, whether that means you have to be on Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and Diaspora or wherever, whether that means you don't have to be in audio and video and print and online text and YouTube and all. Yeah. So I agree with a lot of that from a production perspective. Where I differ, I think, is from a consumption perspective. I think audio is very, very different, and it's not in between blogging or reading the written word and watching video, because those both involve your eyes. It's very, very sort of difficult to do anything else at the same time. Okay, if you're reading a book or a blog, you could listen to some music at the same time. But if you're watching a video, then you can't really do anything else at the same time. You have to sit there and watch it, and you have to listen to it. Whereas something like Audio Boo or radio, it's really good because you can do ironing, you can do you could mow the lawn, you could be folding socks like I was just doing, you could be doing all sorts of things and listening at the same time. And it's just, the other thing I love about audio is you're right in their ears, right in that person's ears. It's like you're going straight into their brain. Whereas with video, you're in front of that person. They can see you in front of them on the screen. With audio, you're right there in their ears. And I just find it really sort of intimate in a way that the video isn't. But yeah, interesting conversation, interesting thread that's been introduced to us now. The other thing I wanted to comment about quickly before I go is I just set up, it was good to do the over-the-air iOS update 5.0.1 and actually be able to download that without having to plug into a computer. That was really good, and that worked as well as advertised, so I thought that was pretty fantastic. And I even set up wireless syncing between my iTunes on my laptop and the iPhone now, so if it gone over the 5 minutes now. Hopefully, it won't be too much longer before I'll be able to bite the bullet and go for the iCloud solution as well. The thing that's preventing me, the thing I'm worried about with moving from MobileMe to iCloud, is what's going to happen with the email addresses, because I've got a MobileMe account. It used to be an iTools account, and then a .Mac account, or whatever it was. I've got that account that I was paying for, and then I paid for an additional email address, separate email inbox for Yana, but it's an annex to my MobileMe account, and I don't know how the transition to iCloud is going to work with that setup. I don't know if it's going to be possible. If anybody's got any experience of how to take a .Mac or MobileMe account with an additional email address and how to convert over to iCloud, I'd be very interested to find out. Very interested. So do let me know if you've got any ideas on that. And thank you very much to Nissapod for your comments about my little ringtone that I did for Yana. Okay, thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.